Thirsty Thursday on 1460 KXNO continues as we go north to Whiskey River in Ankeny for the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. And now here are your hosts, Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom.
Welcome to tonight's Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom coming to you from Whiskey River in Ankeny. I've got to give a shout out to Andrew Downs. Last week we couldn't hear that intro hardly at all, but I noticed on the podcast that that is Sicko Mode by Travis Scott and Drake, and that was a phenomenal selection by Andrew.
I had to
make that known.
Travis Scott is the Kylie Jenner guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Pop culture?
That is correct.
Would not have known that.
You know who Drake is too, right?
I do know Drake.
Okay, I wanted to make sure you knew who
he's
Drake
the guy
is.
From Degrassi Junior High.
No, it's the Next Generation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to get that right. the official beginning of the college football season tonight here, Northwestern and Purdue kicking off around 7 o'clock. Come on out and join us here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. We'll be hanging out, having some food, having a few beverages, and hopefully you will come on out and hang out with us. It's game week, Brent Bloom.
Nothing says game week like Northwestern at Purdue.
Yeah, that's one way to look at it, I suppose.
You can do a little bit more. There's nothing else competing on Thursday night. I mean, there's the U.S. Open tennis and there's some baseball. Like, give me something.
We've got the last night of the NFL preseason.
Yeah, but give me something a little better than Northwestern and Purdue.
That is, I actually was a little surprised at the slate tonight. We do have, what is the clash, UCF and UConn. I can't remember what the rivalry is called, the one they left the trophy on the field.
Right. But at least that leaves more for Saturday. The problem is we'll both be up in Ames all day, so we won't get to see all of it. But, man, this is there's something about the first week of college football season. You know, when you're a kid, it literally you get excited for your birthday party and you get excited for Christmas. And now I think I get more excited for college football week one because you really don't know what you're going to get. But, man, the anticipation leading up to it, you throw in the expectations as high as they are for Iowa State, and it's like we've talked about the same thing over and over again forever. But now we're actually getting to something that matters, and you get to game week and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this whole week has just felt like it's been about 2 years long.
Taking forever.
Yeah, it's been about the same length as the entire offseason. And I'm just ready to see the Iowa State Cyclones take the field, and we're going to see that Saturday night. On tonight's show, we will be joined by Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. I think that you guys are going to make some picks.
Absolutely.
I assume so.
Week one.
We'll get CW in here a little bit later, and then here in just a few minutes we'll be joined by Matt Zimmer from the Argus Leader, a beat writer for South Dakota State. Talk to him about the Jackrabbits and get a little bit more of a view of Iowa State's opponent coming in here on Saturday night. The more that I've looked at this team, they've got some dudes who can really play, but they also have to replace some pretty important pieces as well.
Absolutely. I mean, they're legit. I mean, Iowa State knows full well what FCS programs can do. I mean, Iowa State's lost to UNI in 16. They lost to North Dakota State in 14. This squad beat both of them last year. They have lost a lot. They lost a tight end who was a second-round draft pick to the Eagles in Dallas Goedert. They lost to wide receivers in training camp with the Minnesota Vikings in Winnekee. But maybe more than that, they lost their starting center, who won the Remington Award, which is the best lineman in FCS, and they lost their starting defensive tackles. So I think that's the big question for them is they were so good on the skill positions, but they also lost a lot on the lines. And normally that's where the Power 5 programs have the strength is on those lines. Where North Dakota State and UNI has had success against Iowa State in the past is they've been better there. But I think if Iowa State takes the step that we think they can, we know the defensive line, Iowa State should be fantastic there. And I really look for them to cause some havoc for South Dakota State. But really, it's that Iowa State offensive line. We've talked about it for 9 months. What are they going to be? And I think they'll find out pretty quickly in that game. Iowa State's going to want to run the ball. Can they do it against the Jacks?
We'll find out more about the Jacks right now as we welcome in Matt Zimmer from the Argus Leader. Matt, thanks for joining us on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show tonight.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me.
I guess the first thing here, when we look at the Jackrabbits, on the offensive side of the football, you know, a lot of good players out there, but it really all starts with the quarterback, Taron Christian, a two-time finalist for the Walter Camp Award. or Walter Payton Award, excuse me. What is it that makes Taron Christian so good?
He's a real mentally tough kid. He's really athletic. He's really smart. I wouldn't say there's any one thing that you go, okay, this is his bread and butter. This is what he does really well. He's kind of, you know, I guess for the FCS level anyway, kind of a total package. I mean, he's thrown for over 3,000 yards and 30 touchdowns each of the last two seasons. He ran for 500 yards and 9 touchdowns last year. And, you know, he's had some bad games, in particular the game in the playoffs last year when the Jacks got eliminated. He played really poorly, had 5 or 6 interceptions. But he's the kind of kid who just kind of is able to bounce back from that, and he appears to be as motivated and sharp as ever this year as a senior. So, yeah, I think you guys are right. It's certainly not unfair to say that kind of how he goes is how SDSU goes, at least on offense.
Matt, what kind of weapons does South Dakota State have now? Obviously losing Goddard and Winneke and then, you know, some linemen as well, but also some people back, especially in the running back position. Do they have the skill positions necessary to help Christian out on Saturday?
Yeah, we're going to find out. And I think that's why this is such a good game for the Jacks to play to start off. I mean, I know Iowa State's a level of a caliber of team they're not going to face the rest of the year probably. But I think that's good for them to face someone that good, that tough, to kind of find out what they have on both sides of the ball, really. But like you mentioned, you lose a guy like Jake Winneke, you lose a guy like Dallas Goddard. You're not just going to replace guys like that. I mean, they're both in the NFL for a reason. But I think they've done a nice job in camp of kind of establishing that with everyone saying, okay, we don't expect anyone here to be this guy or that guy. Instead, they're hoping that having a little more depth, having a little more balance, you know, that they can maybe use a committee approach in the receiving corps to replace what Winneke and Goddard provided. And then you mentioned at running back, they are pretty strong. They graduated their leading rusher, but they have the 2 and 3 guys right behind them coming back, and they're both pretty good. Isaac Wallace is a senior who he's played 2 games against Big 12 teams in his career, and he ran for 100 yards in both of them. So he's a guy that the Cyclones are probably going to have their eye on. And Mikey Daniel, the other back, really tough, hard-nosed, kind of battering ram sort of guy, but they'll both probably get their share of carries. And I wouldn't even be surprised to see if maybe that was sort of, if they try to make that a little bit of their you know, bread and butter a little bit, because like I said, Dallas Goddard, Jake Winneke, those guys aren't walking through the door.
Right.
On the defensive side of the football, I know that the kind of the heart and soul of that unit is Christian Roseboom at the linebacker position. Do you think that he's got a little bit of extra motivation coming into this game, being a kid from Iowa and someone that neither one of the major Iowa schools recruited?
Yes, I do. Specifically, on Tuesday, and he didn't hesitate. You know, I said, did they even offer a, you know, say that you could walk on? And he very pointedly said, no, they sure didn't. So I think this is definitely a game that he, you know, he'd look forward to it anyway, because these guys obviously don't get a lot of chances to play in stadiums like that against teams like that. But when it's, you know, your home state, and Roseboom said growing up he was more of a Cyclone fan than a Hawkeye fan, so this is a big deal for him. And he, as good as he's been for SDSU in his first 2 years, I think he definitely wants to show them, hey, you had a great player in your backyard and you missed him. I think he really is motivated to prove that.
Good stuff. And speaking of the Hawkeyes, you brought him up. We don't talk about him a whole lot on the Cyclone Fanatic radio show, but Brandon Snyder, who was a starter for Iowa and then sat out all of last year with some knee injuries, he comes in August, or right at the end of July, I guess, and sounds like he has earned a starting spot for the Jackrabbits.
Yeah, he's listed as the starter on the 2-deep. I asked him the other day what kind of role he was going to have, and he was pretty evasive about it. I don't know how, you know, those 2-deeps, a lot of times there's some subterfuge going on there with some of those positions, so I don't know if he's going to start. I kind of think he will. And they're really deep at safety anyway because they have a lot of guys coming back. But let's face it, those guys don't have, you know, 13 games of starting experience in the Big Ten under their belt. So when I have asked the Jack coaches about Brandon Snyder, you know, their biggest concern has seems to be, well, is he fully recovered from the knee? You know, is he 100% physically? He swears that he is. I guess we'll find out. But, everyone who's asked me about him, I've kind of said the same thing. How can he not, you know, make an big impact for this team with the experience he has playing in the Big Ten?
Something that I noticed when I'm just looking at the Jacks roster here over the last several days, they've got 11 kids from the state of Iowa. Is that something that the South Dakota State coaching staff has made more of a I guess, more of a priority over the last several seasons? I noticed that a lot of those guys, if they're not sophomores, then they're freshmen for the most part.
Maybe a little. You know, most of those guys are from the Northwest Iowa area, and, you know, that's a very familiar area. It's so close to Sioux Falls, you know, and a lot of those kids have actually said, you know, growing up where they did, they were almost more Jacks fans than they were Iowa State or Iowa, just because they were so close to the border. But you guys also are probably well aware there's a lot of great athletes in Northwest Iowa in a lot of different sports. So, you know, yeah. University of South Dakota, the Jacks' biggest rival, they do a ton of recruiting in Northwest Iowa too. So is there a conscious effort? I think a little, but I think it's more just there's so many good players there. Everybody in this area is definitely mining that territory.
Matt, we're about 48 hours from kickoff now. When you look at the broad-based view of this game, what do you think South Dakota State has to do well to be competitive all the way into the fourth quarter and potentially sneak a win?
You know, it's going to be tough. I think Iowa State's too good for them to beat them, frankly. But, you know, I said that 2 years ago when they went down to play TCU, and they had a lead late in the third quarter in that game, well, within a field goal early in the fourth. And they did that by not making any mistakes. You know, they capitalized when they got in the red zone. They gave up some points on defense, but there weren't a lot of really catastrophic plays. They didn't turn the ball over. That's kind of what they got to do because, like I said, Iowa State just has a little bit better personnel than they do, so they're not going to be able to just, you know, manhandle them or beat them straight up, so to speak. I think they've got to limit mistakes, you know, not give up any special teams touchdowns or big catastrophic turnovers. And then on the flip side, if they can maybe get one of those, you know, if they can get a pick six, if they can block a field goal, if they can run back a kickoff, something like that, I think that's what would give them an opportunity to stay in the game and maybe threaten to win it.
Matt Zimmer from the Argus Leader, thanks for joining us on tonight's Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Are you going to be at the game on Saturday night?
I will be there.
All right, sounds good, man. Hope to see you on Saturday night, and thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that is good stuff.
I mean, I think interesting thing about Roseboom, because he's a legit NFL prospect. You watch this guy, he's their middle linebacker, and it's the dichotomy between the middle linebacking positions is part of the storyline on Saturday night. But Roseboom's from Sioux Center, played in the state championship game, got them to the final in Class 2A, and then, as he said, he's a Cyclone fan growing up, and yet Iowa State didn't even offer him to walk on. Now, that was not this staff.
No.
So, I mean, it's not directly relatable. Roseboom's a junior there now. But he's been a two-time, basically,
Missouri
Valley Conference.
As a true freshman.
Yeah, I mean, he's fantastic and really good player. So there is some connections between Iowa State and South Dakota State, and he's a really good player. And then for Iowa State on the middle linebacking spot, we really not really sure. There's kind of a leader in the clubhouse, we think, and that being a true freshman in Mike Rose. But we'll see what real game action is like for him. And I think that's a big part of it. The conditions could be interesting as far as weather on Saturday. I hope it doesn't rain. It might. But who controls the line of scrimmage? Both teams have question marks on the offensive line. Iowa State should be really good on the defensive line. I think they'll be able to control that side and make things really difficult, even though Christian's a great quarterback. But can David Montgomery get 100 yards? He almost has to. I mean, that doesn't have to, but I think it really show that this Iowa State offensive line has come a ways. If he can get 120-plus, you know, get 6-7 yards a carry, that would trend well for the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I think this might be a discussion for a different day, but knowing that a guy like that can go to the FCS level and play at that level, I mean, to me, just being someone from Iowa, it's a little bit annoying just to see that kind of stuff. Or not necessarily annoying, but to know that they didn't even
look at him.
That's one of those things where you're like, okay, well, what was kind of going on right there? But I think that, too, it speaks to what was going on in the recruiting efforts at that point as well. But I think that's a discussion for another day. The thing about the middle linebacker position is that I think that knowing what they have on each side of whoever it is that's out there, whether it's Orion Vance, Mike Rose, or Bobby McMillan, knowing what you've got in Marcel Spears and Willie Harvey, and then having Ray Lima and some guys in front of him that have played a lot of football, that makes me not feel too overly concerned about what that guy is going to have to face on Saturday night.
Right, and I mean, Iowa State can deploy a package with Harvey and Spears as the linebackers and do like a 4-2-5. I mean, that's the thing. I think they can be a little more multiple this year. Campbell has even inferred that at some packages, especially near the goal line, they can throw out five defensive linemen. Some of those guys are athletic enough that they can line up, you know, essentially is where that linebacker would, and you can shift Harvey or Spears around more. But I'm not concerned with the defense at all. In fact, Jared, I was thinking about this today. I think we're short-selling how good this defense could be.
I agree.
If you look at the numbers from last year, Iowa State was second in the Big 12 in scoring defense. They allowed just 350 yards a game in conference to really good offenses, and they return six players that had all-conference honors from that defense. They could be really good. They're going to grow. Yes, they have some youth in some spots, but we're not giving this defense enough attention. They could be as good a defense as Iowa State has had entering a season. I don't know if the numbers will be as good as last year because it's going to be tough to repeat that, and teams have another year to study what they did with that three-down lineman front. But these guys are good. Ray Lima is great. The corners are great. And Spears and Harvey are really good as well. I think this defense has a chance to be, you know, if not the best defense in the Big 12, at least in the top two along with TCU. I don't think we're giving them enough credit before game one. I really don't. And that they should be getting more attention. All the attention has gone a lot of times to Montgomery and Kemp in the offense. This defense was so good last year, and I don't see a huge drop-off.
When we come back on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, Chris Williams and Tim Mullen will step in. Time to make some picks. We'll be right back. You're listening to Cyclone Fanatic Radio on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO. For the second straight year, Whiskey River, located in Ankeny's Prairie Trail District, is the home of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show for the Iowa State athletic season. Whether it's a Saturday night out with the bros or lunch with the family, Whiskey River and Ankeny's great food, drinks, and friendly service makes it the perfect spot for any occasion. Whiskey River's wall-to-wall TVs make it the perfect place to watch football, baseball, and every sport in between. Plus, you can always join the Cyclone Fanatic staff to talk Cyclone sports on Thursday nights from 6 to 7 at Whiskey River in Ankeny.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here, wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, you know, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
The end of summer sell down is going on now at the GM certified leader Carl Chevrolet. Right now we need your certifiable trade. If you have a 2014 or newer Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC with less than 75,000 miles, it's a perfect scenario for you, the buyer. Plus, all of our GM 5-star platinum certified vehicles include an industry-leading 6-year 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, 2-year 24,000-mile complimentary scheduled maintenance, and a 12-month 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. Integrity, trust, satisfaction, and confidence. Visit CarlChevrolet.com for details and to view our complete inventory. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90, in Ankeny, at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Ever since the first footballs were made of pigskin, there's been a connection between football and pork. Today, that connection thrives in parking lots, where you'll find everything from spicy spare ribs to bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin being served at tailgating parties. Once again, without pork, football just wouldn't be football. This message is brought to you by the Iowa pork producers through the Pork Checkoff, who make tailgating more delicious. Learn more at iowapork.org.
This year, it's our year. The year we win it all. This is the year the flag flies. For wins. For big games. For titles. This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team.
These colors? These colors mean everything.
And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Football, basketball, hockey, NASCAR, and more. Shop 3719 Southwest 9th Des Moines or heartlandflags.com.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here to tell you a little bit about me away from the microphone, and that's the love that I have for my daughter, which is why every year in August I head to the Iowa Clinic Men's Center to get my annual physical. Now, I'm only 33 and luckily I'm a healthy man, but this is all about preventative medicine. My daughter relies on me, and I want to be there to watch her in t-ball games, dance recitals, and God willing, be there to walk her down the aisle. Small decisions that we make today greatly impact our future, and my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center are here to help. Visit them at iowaclinic.com to find a doctor near you, which shouldn't be hard, as the Iowa Clinic Men's Center has locations all over the metro. Hey guys, welcome back to Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We're here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. Of course, we're presented by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Hey Bloom, before we bring in Tim Mullen here, did you know?
No, but maybe.
First of all, yes. you're a guy who loves meat, correct?
Yes.
Don't laugh at that. There's nothing funny about that.
I am a carnivore.
Did you know that they're opening up a brand new
meat-only
store, the Fairway?
I read about this.
In Ames, and it's coming up here. In a couple of weeks.
So it's on the verge.
Yes. It's going to be fantastic.
It's hard to beat the meat at Fairway.
Well, you absolutely can't beat it. It's not hard to beat it. You can't beat it. And, you know, Iowa Staters listening. They're tailgaters. They're getting their tailgates ready.
Right on Lincoln Way there. Get your meat.
Yep. It's right on Lincoln Way. And it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to go in there because we always go up and stay on game weeks on Friday nights at my in-laws. It's actually 3720 Lincoln Way is where it's going to be. It's going to be stocked with the best USDA choice beef, all natural pork, and the freshest chicken you can find. Fairway. I love our partners at Fairway. I love Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. He can't provide quality meats like Fairway can, but he can provide you fantastic deals on electronics, carpet, the cabinetry. Cabinets. I mean, yeah. They got everything at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Hey, Timmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Welcome back.
I could look into a meat market in a store. I'm not sure it works with what we do.
Yeah, but our friend Warren Buffett's always looking for a good investment, right?
Can you get the price match on a pork chop?
Yeah, exactly. It'd be fun, only if we could have, like, in the old grocery stores where we got to intercom it across the entire store. Like,
I need a price match on the fat back of bacon.
Hey, if you need an idea, I mean, we're here for you.
Thank you, guys.
It's good to have you back, Tim.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how much I appreciate all the support over the years. You guys are one of our great longtime partners, and I just got an email. I forwarded it to Tim the other day, Brent, from a guy who's a longtime listener, and he got a new house, and he stocked his entire house with Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive because of the show.
And not the first one you sent me saying that.
Well, you know, our listeners are awesome, man. Yeah. They're so loyal, and that's literally the only reason. I'm 9 years I've been at Cyclone Fanatic.
Jeez,
now.
Man, you're old.
10 years next year. I can't believe it. The time has just flown by, and we've been sitting here doing this Thursday night show for, what, 8 of them?
Yeah.
I mean, it used to be me and Austin Arnott. Yeah, it was me and Tron for a while, and you. Like, it's just
we've been doing
four years?
I think
five
this
years?
Is
five?
My fourth or fifth.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I love –
can't beat it.
I love hanging out with you guys on Thursday nights. It really is my favorite time of the week.
I have been looking forward to it.
Well, we're doing our picks again.
Yep.
And I don't want to brag, but I won last year.
Well,
we haven't.
Do you have the standings?
That,
I mean,
yeah.
We're
guessing.
They're on my computer, but I beat you by 2 games. I do remember that specifically. Because the bowl games, really, like, I mean, how we do it, the bowl games are huge because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But I won it by 2 games last year. Bloom got second. Tim, the sponsor Tim over here, got last.
I faded away.
I am ready for a resurgence. I've been doing my research on week one. I plan to do the sweep.
Wow.
The supermarket sweep.
All right. Well, let's roll the fairway sweep, that would be.
Fairway sweep.
We're going to start, I think, one of the most interesting games of the week is in Norman, Oklahoma.
Yes.
Baker Mayfield's playing right now for the Cleveland Browns. He will not be in Norman, where the Sooners are 21-point favorites, Bloom, over Lane Kiffin and the Owls of Florida Atlantic.
Listen, I know Oklahoma's going to be very good. I think this sets up really well for Lane. He's a crazy person, clearly. He'll have something. I mean, they've got some decent talent. I mean, they're not going to win the game, but I think they have a couple crazy situations that happen, you know, force a turnover or two, get a trick play or two for a touchdown. I think they keep it within the number. I'll take the Owls and the points.
Can I play the over?
What is it? By like 70?
I don't care. I don't know what it is. I just want to play the over.
Yeah, I mean, Florida Atlantic's not stopping Oklahoma.
They're not stopping Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's defense isn't anything to brag about.
Nope.
I'm going to ride the Florida Atlantic Owls with you just because I think both teams will score. Tim, where are you at on this?
No separation here, guys. Yeah, I think this is a game that Lane's had on his calendar since it came up, and he went, hey, if I'm going to continue to make this program into something guys want to come to, I need a statement game.
You know that he's been
great season last year, but
and we'll get to Iowa and Iowa State here coming up. Yep. But it's a hard thing about week one, and it's why the SEC is actually genius to play those FCS teams in November because they're beat up and they haven't been thinking about it for 3 months.
Right. Yeah.
72 is the over under in that game.
I'm taking the over
all day.
Give me the over.
Lock it up
all day.
Northern Illinois is at Iowa. When I throw this thing down. On our picks here, it was 10.5 points. This is one of my favorite plays of the week. I will take Northern Illinois in the hook. Yeah, I really will.
Okay.
I don't think Iowa's ever going to be like threatened to lose the game. I don't think this is Miami of Ohio from 2-3 years ago. I don't think it's that. But I think that the combination of the suspensions with the Hawkeyes, Northern Illinois is good.
Uh-huh.
Most people are picking them to win the MAC. And they've won 4 of their last 5 games against FBS teams. They're going to keep it close. And I just, with the way that Ferentz wants to play it, I don't think that they're going to air it out and blow this team out. I like the Hawkeyes by 10. I'm going to play the hook on that. Timmy, where are you at on that?
You know, Northern Illinois, I mean, what's that defensive end, Sutton Smith?
Yeah.
He's given Iowa lots.
He's running his chops a little bit.
Lots of billboard material. But, you know, listening to one of your peers, you guys were on the radio the other night with Chad.
Chad Lystico.
I want to make sure I say it right. But
Lystico.
But he's very confident in their offense, and I think that might be the surprising difference this time.
Okay.
I think Iowa's got a young offense, but I think it's there, and I think 10.5. Because in that defensive end, doesn't he weigh like
he's a smaller guy. He's a mid-major type body. Yeah.
I just think this is one of those games that Brian Ferentz is going to want to put a number up, and they go at it and take it.
Well, if the rain, the Kinnick might flood, so we'll see. But
is it supposed to rain?
It's supposed to rain. Friday night and Saturday, night and Sunday.
I heard it wasn't going to rain.
Well, they changed the forecast like at 4 o'clock because they do the model runs then. It actually probably won't rain in the afternoon. It might rain at like 9 o'clock at night. We should probably get McIntyre on to figure this out.
Only Bloom would know that they run the model runs at 4 o'clock, and that's when to check the forecast.
Jeez. Yeah, that's true.
Not 3.
Just give us your pick. We got to get the doctor warm.
I'll take Iowa. I mean, I think their offense should be much better this year.
All right. That's where I separate myself.
Yeah, I'm going with Iowa.
Texas was upset last year by Maryland in the first game of the Tom Herman era.
That's right.
And Tim, I'll let you lead off on this one. The Longhorns are 13-point favorites over a Maryland program that's had all sorts of turmoil in the offseason.
Yeah, you know, and coming up recently here, I mean, I don't know how big a turmoil it is, what's going on with Herman in Texas, just the news has come out with his involvement.
He went to the strip club?
Yeah.
Allegedly?
I mean, allegedly, but it's still enough where people are asking questions about the program, which becomes a distraction. But, you know, the the Maryland guys right now, I think they've got a lot to play for, you know, with their fallen teammate, and that's a pretty big motivator. And I think they're going to be ready to go. So, you know, do they win? I don't know that, but getting 13 points at home, I'll take that.
What about you, Brent? Just for the record, I don't think that game is at home. I think it's in, like, Maryland
or
something.
Yeah, it's at the Ravens Stadium.
No, it's at the Redskins.
Or the Redskins.
It's in D.C. It's in D.C.
Yes.
But
it's not Texas.
Yeah. Just wanted to make that clarify. Yeah.
I think Texas is the real deal.
I do, too.
Tom Herman, not necessarily the most upstanding individual.
Come on. Don't take jabs at my boy like that. God forbid he went to a strip club.
It's not even that. I mean, clearly they got the story from somewhere. I mean, I'm just saying. But I think
you know that I'm going to tell him that you're bagging on him.
He's
ever the head coach at Iowa State. You're in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. I'm going to take that risk.
I'm just kidding.
But no, I think they're good. I do. I think their defense is probably next to TCU. I think they're right there with Iowa State as one of the best in the Big 12.
They lost Puma.
They did. But I think they make a step offensively, even with Ehlinger. Not great at quarterback, but they got enough skill guys. I think they win that by right at like 16-17.
I do too. I'm torn. I see Tim's point. And I think this Matt Canada might be a better coach than the guy he replaced, to be honest with you. And I think that Maryland's really excited to get out on the field and just leave the offseason behind. I'm with you, and there's a lot of Cyclone fans that are going to roll their eyes at this. I think Texas gets back into the national conversation this year. They're not going to win the Big 12. I don't think that they're there. I think that's next year. I'm still iffy about their quarterbacks. Yeah, their defense is just too good. It took the defense about a half a year last year. Actually, that game at Ames is where they started to click.
And they were dominant.
After that. That defense really hasn't changed. I think that they lay it on. I'll take the Longhorns. Let's get into the – I think it's the marquee game of the weekend. A lot of people would say Michigan at Notre Dame. Let's talk Washington-Auburn as far as playoff implications go. Auburn is a two-point favorite, and I can't get the Pac-12 SEC thing out of my head, so I will – lay the two and take Auburn to beat Washington. I think that Chris Peterson's one of the best coaches in the country. However, it's still the Pac-12, and they need to do something for me to really change my opinion.
I'll second that. The time zone change is one thing. It's a night game, right?
2:30.
That's not a huge deal. But Auburn looked hapless against UCF in their bowl game. They still have a lot of talent there, and I'll take them near their home state.
Give me the Fighting Chris Petersons.
Yeah.
I'm two away from you guys right now.
Feast or famine right
Washington's
now.
Good, supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, Gaskin's there. Browning's back. Yeah. Chris Peterson's a great head coach. If it was a noon game, I'd have been way more nervous, but give him some time to wake up and get the cobwebs out of their head and be ready for the game. I mean, it's going to be close either way. This is a tough game to pick, but
it's brutal. I have no idea.
I like Washington's skill players, Browning and Gaskin's coming. And this is actually, I mean, it's sort of neutral site. It's in the Mercedes-Benz Dome, but that's still Auburn's backyard. But I'll take Washington here.
I'm going to take, I might surprise some people here, I'm going to take South Dakota State in the plus 14 in the game. Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay.
And I think the number's perfect, by the way. I think this is either like a 17-point Iowa State win or a 13-point Iowa State win, maybe right there on the number. They're just – it's a good culture program, and it's a better team than you and I was last year that came in. Iowa State's better too, I think, but there's still a lot of moving parts there up front on offense. I do wonder if Iowa State's going to get some big plays with, like, Butler and whatnot and even Milton and Jones in the passing game, because I think Iowa State is supreme to what the Jacks can bring in that back end of their defense. And I think Iowa State's gonna. I think I'm really confident in Iowa State's defense. It's more of an offensive thing. I'm gonna go around like a 27-14 type of score. I think it's right there around the number. I'll be conservative here and take the points. Tim, what do you think about this one?
I think with Iowa State's defense sitting where it's at in this upcoming season, and the excitement around this program right now, I think that's going to be the calming force. I think the defense is going to keep this game where they're going to hold South Dakota where they need to be. And even if the offense comes out a bit jittery, I think that lasts a quarter or two. And when halftime is over and they come back out, that's when Iowa State's kind of put their foot on their throat. I mean, I'll take Iowa State even at the 14.
Okay.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, I've looked at this quite a bit. I don't – unless South Dakota State's able to hit multiple big plays, and if you look at their offense over the past couple of years, that's what they've done. But they also had those skill guys to make those plays. I have a hard time thinking they can put up 20 points against Iowa State. I really do. I think Iowa State's defense is that good.
I do, too.
I keep going on and on about it. And, you know, the South Dakota State defense, they lost both defensive tackles. They've got two freshmen. They had a freshman and a sophomore they're starting. They already gave up, you know, 4.8 yards a carry in their division last year against the run. Iowa State should be able to run the ball on them. Now, they may be vanilla, and that's where you get nervous. You're on 14-17. But I like this thing somewhere around 30-10, you know, 30-14, and that would be more than the 14.
Finally here, let's do Michigan at Notre Dame. I think Michigan wins the Big Ten East. I think that they're a college football playoff contender. Harbaugh finally has a quarterback. The defense is going to be there. Questions at the offensive line, but give me Michigan outright as a one-point underdog, Tim. What do you think?
So this is the year Michigan does it?
Well, I mean, they've been there. They've just gotten screwed a couple of times, and they've had some bad breaks. I think that they're right there.
Blah, blah, blah.
You guys all hate Harbaugh.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, actually going to come on and say that's the only reason I'm picking Notre Dame is because of my hatred for Harbaugh.
I love it.
But I truly believe that until proven otherwise, I think there's always going to be a chink in their armor in this, you know, golden night that was going to come in and save the day for Michigan. Hasn't happened yet, and I don't know why I would start out that way.
Shea Patterson, man.
Yeah.
He's wearing Darren Woodson's number.
Yeah. One player will win it for him, I'm sure. I'll take Notre Dame.
You really hate Harbaugh.
I do. Jeez. I really do.
Man, you're getting snarky over there.
Sorry.
Interestingly enough, the Dowling Catholic fight song is the Michigan fight song. How about that? Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
It is weird.
I don't know. I'll take Notre Dame for your same reason, just so I can have a rooted interest against Harbaugh.
Yeah. And actually,
I'm proud to be pro Harbaugh.
That's the only game I'm going to text you about on Saturday, too.
Tim, thanks, man. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for your support.
Got anything going?
We got a few deals going on. I'll throw them in real fast before we head out. But, it's Labor Day, which is a great time to have a sale. So we got 32 months deferred interest financing on $1,000 or more for $999 or more. We got great appliance electronics offers going on right now. Flooring, great time to come in and look at countertops. We got four different choices starting at $50.99 a square foot.
Nice.
And six frees in carpet right now, so free standard installation, take-up, haul-away, basic furniture move, in-home measurement, and standard steps at a 40-yard minimum in Shaw right now. So, always running a lot of great deals over at Nebraska Furniture Mart. Love the Fanatics coming in and taking advantage of it. Appreciate what you guys do for us as well. And look forward to another year of continued partnership.
Well, you're going to be likely in last place when we're here next week. Thank you for your time, though.
I'll text you when I'm meeting you.
Okay. Real quick, Bloom, let's go up to Dr. Warmy up there with the McFarland Clinic up there in Ames. Doc Warmy, he's got an NFL background.
He does.
And I'm curious as to what he thinks about Harbaugh. I really am. I'm curious to think. So Dr. Warmy from the McFarland Clinic, welcome to the program again, my friend. How are you today?
Hey guys, good to be back. Happy to be here.
Yeah.
Harbaugh.
Yeah, we're talking about Harbaugh here. We were just because I love Harbaugh, Doc, and my two co-hosts do not like him. They can't stand him, much like a lot of people. What do you like Harbaugh? What's his reputation in the game?
I've got strong feelings about Harbaugh, and those are that he brought Stanford out of the ashes. That's my alma mater, and and then turned those keys. I mean, he brought in about 4 years. He completely turned that program around, and then turned the keys over to David Shaw, and Shaw kept it going. So there's a soft spot in my heart for Harbaugh.
I'm right there with you, man. I don't have a soft spot. I just really love the guy. I think he's fun.
I'm surprised he hasn't.
I know you can't
success, to be honest at Michigan.
Yeah,
I feel like he has though. I mean,
no Big Ten titles. No.
But what did you expect? He pulled that program. They were terrible. when he got there. It was an epic disaster what Michigan football become.
He wins eight, nine
games right away. He gets screwed on a spot against Ohio State that keeps him out of the college football playoff. Like, what did you expect from the guy? Did he win a national title right away?
I mean, what did they win, like seven games last year?
They had a bad year.
Don't do that. You're Michigan.
I don't know. Doc?
You guys are good.
I'm right there with you, man. I know you can't get into specifics.
Yeah. I was just going to say, on the short list of candidates for Iowa State when they hired Kizik back in the day, I think. Don't quote me on that.
That's right. You're right.
As was Art Briles, and Brian Kelly.
Brian Kelly.
Isn't that crazy?
What a tree that was. And then Chizik.
Chizik was the big deal.
Chizik wins the job, but and don't snicker, fans, the guy won a national title.
He did.
Right.
So I think Pollard did a pretty good job of getting a group together there.
And I wasn't around when Chizik was here, but I will tell you that he had quite a few recruits that came to Iowa State that made it to the pros. Leonard Johnson still making a run at it with the Giants now.
Clutchy Assembly.
Talent. Yeah, those are all Chizik guys, so he brought some talent in.
Doc, you guys are you're the doctors that work on the Cyclones up there at the McFarland Clinic in Ames, and I know that you can't get into specifics and stuff, but how are the boys? How was camp? Are they in good shape, ready to go for Saturday?
Oh, man, I'll be honest. This is, for me, doing this in residency, being around it in residency for 5 years and then doing it in New York before I came to Ames, this is literally the healthiest football preseason camp I've ever been around. So, knock on wood. It's been, and I think that, that the training staff and the coaching staff and the athletic and the strength conditioning guys, are all on the same page. And I'm just really happy that we've had a fairly healthy preseason, to be honest.
That's great. Well, we will. Absolutely.
Yes.
I'll see you down. I'll come say hi on the sidelines before the game on Saturday. All right, Doc?
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Doc.
Thanks for your support. We appreciate it. Yeah, Dr. Warmy there from the McFarland Clinic. That's good.
Stanford grad.
Good insight. Yeah, he's a smart guy. Good insight there. Healthiest camp he's ever seen.
Remember the last week, really?
Oh, yeah.
There was that murmur of...
Everybody's like, oh, my God, there's somebody's out for the year.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hand the mic back to Stansberry. You guys are going to break the game down. Enjoy.
Okay.
Cyclone Fanatic Radio. We are here at Whiskey River in Ankeny. It is always presented by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Chris Williams here wanting to tell you about my friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Now, as you all have come to expect over the years, Nebraska Furniture Mart is known for their great prices, awesome leadership, impressive selection when it comes to, appliances, electronics, flooring, window treatments, of course, countertops as well. Well, now they've taken it a step further, offering the whole home solution, and they've got a full line of custom cabinetry. Come out to their store in Clive. Meet the design sales staff to get you that new updated kitchen that you've been looking for. The staff will help you through the entire project from flooring to the cabinets. Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, your kitchen and bath remodel headquarters.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Hello, Fanatics. This is Chris Williams. There are few financial commitments you will make in your life that are more important than where to get your mortgage from. That's why I want to tell you about my friend Jason Larson at Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny. Here's a real review from a client on Facebook. Jason was amazing to work with. He kept in contact with us where we were at throughout the whole process. When we went to sign, he had coffee and donuts for us that morning.
He was super kind and helpful, and we said we would refer him to anyone looking to buy a home. Now, that's just one review. Jason Larson, Gershman Mortgage in Ankeny is an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 138063. Give them a call at 515-554-6177. Please tell him that Chris Williams and Cyclone Fanatics sent you.
The end of summer sell down is going on now at Carl Chevrolet. All month, get huge savings on many new Chevrolets. Receive 16% off all 2018 Silverado half ton or 12% off new Silverado HD models, 17% off 2018 Equinoxes, 10% off 2018 Tahoe and Suburbans, plus 90 days deferred payments on all Silverados. All this when financed through GM Financial. And finally, receive 20% off 2018 Sonic, Spark, and Impalas. It's the best time of the year to save big at Iowa's number one dealer for all brands, Carl Chevrolet. Find new roads and experience why more Iowans drive a Chevy from Carl Chevrolet, or find details online at carlchevrolet.com. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
If the recent storms have left behind surprises in your basement, Royal Flooring is here to help. Hi, I'm Bill Ludwig. There's not much you can do to prevent water in your basement. It happens to a lot of us, even me. When it's time to replace your carpet, though, you can choose to shop for your new flooring from locally owned Royal Flooring in both Altoona and Urbandale. With our huge selection from Mohawk Flooring, great service, and free expert in-home measuring, you'll love everything about your new flooring and installation from Royal Flooring. Maybe even the reason you need new flooring in the first place. Well, maybe.
And while you're shopping for your new flooring from Mohawk Flooring at Royal, keep in mind that Royal Flooring is locally owned and a part of the same communities in which we live. They're most concerned with helping our customers get back the home they love, not about profit margins. Not only will you find an incredible selection of Mohawk Flooring at Royal Flooring, but also the best and most competitive prices.
Shop Royal Flooring today in Altoona, just off 8th Street, next to Hy-Vee, and in Urbandale at 100th Street in Douglas. ShopRoyalFlooring.com.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job. Job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
This year, it's our year.
No, no, no. This year, it's my team.
Yeah, this is the year.
This season, everyone is going to know where I'm tailgating.
My team, my colors, my flag.
Hello, it's why I fly the flag.
This is the year you fly the colors of your favorite team. And you'll find those colors at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. The largest selection of team flags anywhere. Every team, every sport, every flag. Almost. Buy online and get free shipping. HeartlandFlags.com.
Welcome back to Cyclone Fanatic Radio, presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Jared Stansberry and Brent Bloom at Whiskey River in Ankeny. College football is officially underway.
And Connecticut is underwhelming everybody again. A tradition unlike any other.
Shocking that the UCF Knights have a point a minute, basically, in this game.
So that game's in wherever UConn is, East Hartford, or I don't know.
Stores.
Stores.
Yeah.
We went there in 2011. Maybe the rudest people in my life.
Seriously?
In Stores, Connecticut. They broke Cy's arm.
Oh, yeah. I remember you
that?
Telling that story. Yeah.
They threw Cy down. He was going, and they broke his arm.
Didn't Steel Jantz have a huge performance in that game?
Well, he threw three interceptions in the first half, and they kept him in the game, and he responded and had a decent second half. But Money Reynolds had a touchdown in that game. But Iowa State won that to go to 3-0.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that was
Friday
the week
night.
After the Iowa game,
yep,
wasn't it?
It was a yeah. Friday night. Yeah.
Yeah. So the memories of Stores, Connecticut.
Not great. Not great.
You know what they're good
they
at?
They had a DJ in the booth, like in the sound system.
Seriously?
Like for their PA speakers. They had a DJ. I don't think it was DJ Khaled who just gave our intro.
I can't imagine it was. I don't know if they've got the resources for that in the American Athletic Conference. But one thing they used to be good at doing at UConn is playing the sport of basketball.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not as much anymore, but some huge basketball news here over the last several days. First of all, today, John Rothstein reporting that Iowa State will be included in the field for the Battle for Atlantis in 2019. Alongside programs such as North Carolina, Gonzaga, Oregon, Alabama, Seton Hall, and I believe Southern Mississippi. Yeah,
Good job for memory there. Yeah. Nicely done.
So, yeah, not only will they be playing in the Maui Invitational in 2018, which is obviously one of the marquee preseason tournaments, they will also be playing in one in 2019 with the Battle for Atlantis.
That's big time. Chances are, Iowa State should be pretty good that year as well. And so the nice thing for Iowa State, so this is what happens when you have that run of success from, 2011 to 17, is you start to elevate your national profile, where the ESPNs and those folks who run these tournaments go, yeah, we want Iowa State as part of our tournament. And that's why they've now had this run of these bigger name tournaments going from, Orlando to Puerto Rico, should have been last year, which wasn't as good, but they knew that for the young group. To then Maui and now Atlantis. That's going to be fun. And I think that's usually they run that Thursday to Saturday of Thanksgiving week, but I don't know if the dates are in yet.
That's always a weird tournament because of where they play it. It's like in a convention center.
Yeah, it's like a ballroom.
Yeah, the ceiling's only about half the height of what a normal gym is.
Yep.
So it just looks weird every time you watch it on TV, but I'm sure that a ton of Cyclone fans will travel out to the Bahamas and get to see some great basketball because those are going to be some great teams.
That's a recruiting tactic as well. You can tell your recruits, we've gone to Maui and Atlantis and back-to-back. We're big time.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully they can go down there and win some basketball games and continue to prove that they're big time. That would make it even better.
And we'll see if Wigginton's on that team. I mean, are not, but
Regardless, there will be some talent.
There should be some talent.
There will be some talent on the team. The other news, not really Iowa State related as far as the program, but when it comes to basketball in Ames, Iowa, the NBA is coming to Hilton Coliseum, Brent Bloom, and I don't know if there's anybody that's more excited than you and me.
Well, we should be like honorary. Can we throw up the first?
Yeah.
The jump ball or do something? Because we're one of. We were one of the initial 13 NBA fans in Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Charter members.
Producer Shawnee Jenks was also one of those 13 members. I think we're up to 23, although after I tweeted that the 23 of us are pumped for this, I had two people say, no, I've actually moved to Kansas City and Denver. So we might be down to the low 20s. But, no, this is great. That should draw really well, I would think. I mean, you're talking about some really young talent in Hilton Coliseum. Should be a fantastic Sunday night.
Sunday,
should be
October 7th.
A whole lot going on. Get out there. I mean, I think it should be the Greek Freak, Towns, Wiggins,
Jimmy Butler. Yeah.
Who? What's the story with this? That he almost committed to Iowa State.
Yeah.
Have
you never heard that story
before?
I've heard
it, but refresh my memory.
Yeah, he came on an official visit. I don't know what year this would have been. Sometime around then, came on an official visit.
McDermott era?
Wes Johnson was his host, and Wes Johnson's talking to him, we can be this great duo on the wing, we can win a national championship, go to the Final Four, all this different kind of stuff. Jimmy goes home and is basically deciding that he's going to commit to Iowa State.
Kid from Texas.
Deciding that he's going to go to Iowa State. The next day, Wes Johnson announces that he's transferring away from Iowa State. Jimmy Butler ends up at Marquette and becomes one of the 15 best players in the National Basketball Association.
That? So that would have been like May of 08.
Yeah, sometime around then.
Unbelievable.
But I remember he told that story on Bill Simmons' podcast, and he's like, so I guess thank you to Wes Johnson for making me end up at Marquette.
So Iowa State, if you do really play the hypothetical out here, could have had Wes – Butler, and then Harrison Barnes.
Yeah.
Potentially. All ended up leaving and or not coming, and then you end up with Fred Hoiberg, and the rest is history.
Who knows what could would have happened in the last 10 years if those guys end up on the in the McDermott era.
Butler wasn't a huge recruit. I mean, he was a JUCO kid, if I remember right, and then he ended up blowing up. Well, he was a, what,
he was a second round. No, he was a second round pick. Yeah, so it wasn't like he was someone that you know, even when he got to Marquette was this huge name. But the thing that I've been saying, and this is something that I almost sound like a marketing person for the NBA, I think, when I'm telling this, but this is a thing that if you're someone from the state of Iowa and you like basketball, it doesn't matter whether you are a fan of the NBA or not. You very seriously need to consider this opportunity because it is not often that we get a chance to see stuff like this. And I mean, yeah, I know that the Warriors came a couple years ago, but even then, that has been several years, you know. And it takes 4 hours to drive to Minnesota or Chicago or Milwaukee or wherever you're trying to go. It takes a long time to do that. It costs a lot more money to go to the games in their building. This is going to be a really cool thing to see some good teams, some teams that are going to be competing for playoff position this year, and see some guys who I think are going to be perennial MVP candidates in the coming seasons.
And tickets, I think, are $15.
Start at $15.
Not too bad. I mean, even if you have a young guy or gal, to see people play at the even if you don't like the NBA, which that's another discussion, but to see the size and athleticism of these, I mean, it's
awe-inspiring.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And the fact that they're being Hilton Coliseum, you can get, I mean, there's not a bad seat in that place.
Right.
To see those,
you don't realize how big those guys are and how athletic they are until you see them in person.
Yep.
Because on TV, Giannis Antetokounmpo is almost 7 feet tall, but on TV, he doesn't look that big because he's just the same size as everybody else. And that's what I'm trying to say. It really opens your eyes to what this game is.
Yep. So I remember I worked for the Orlando Magic for 2 years in the late 2000s. And the first time LeBron James came to town, I mean, I saw Dwight Howard every day. I was like, oh, my gosh, this guy. I mean, back when he was, like, normal and not Dwight he is now.
Yeah.
But to see how big LeBron
six
is.
Six kids ago.
Yeah. Allegedly. With dance team members.
Yeah.
To see how big LeBron is and as quick as he moves, I mean, it's just, it's literally like watching, I mean, it's nothing you've seen before. And,
right.
And then the fact that Greek Freak is 7 foot, and he's, I mean, it's worth the price of admission just to see that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't wait. I'll be getting as close as I can to watch that. I'm going to bring my family up, and it's going to be a fun night.
I was originally going to go to Stillwater for the football game, and I think now I'm going to be staying behind to go and cover that basketball game for us instead. I'm not passing up that opportunity.
You got to. Good stuff.
But, all right, yeah, there is a football game to be played in Ames, Iowa on Saturday night. Iowa State and South Dakota State in the 2018 season opener. Obviously, you will be on the call alongside Sage Rosenfels on Cyclones.tv. Are you excited?
Very much so. They got my booster seat ready to go so I can look taller next to Sage, which is good. No, I mean, I think this is a really good opener. I mean, South Dakota State is good enough that if Iowa State does not come to play, they will be competitive, and they might lose. I mean, the stat for you, Iowa State, under Matt Campbell, they're 10-2 when they win the turnover battle. They're 1-11 when they don't. That one win was last year in the Liberty Bowl. Like, Iowa State can't afford to just throw the ball around, and not that Kyle Kemp would, but the point is, they have to be sharp in this thing. South Dakota State has enough people, have enough personnel, that they've competed with TCU. They lost, 56-42 2 years ago. They beat Kansas 3 years ago. They did not play an FBS team last year. But it's a really good team coming in for a night game, and Iowa State has to be ready to play. I think they will be. I think this is a great intro into the season to what can be a pretty special season for Iowa State, and I think it starts with a convincing win. If Iowa State can run the ball, get those linemen going, really sets the table for the rest of the year.
I think the thing that's going to be different about this year compared to the last several in the first 2 years for Matt Campbell is that I think him and this staff have a better understanding of what this roster is, what they bring to the table this season, what these guys can do and do successfully, that there's not as much of a feeling out period.
Sure.
And I think we've seen that a lot with Iowa State in these first two openers. You think even last year, I mean, that offense really struggled in the first half with Jacob Park at quarterback. And in the second half, they got it going a little bit more, but I'm not sure that we're going to see that. I think Iowa State might come out, and I think they're going to start quick. And I mean, I think that this can be a game where they really punch somebody in the mouth. And even though on the surface level, it being an FCS team and all this stuff,
yeah.
I think that this can be a win that we look back at later, and it's like, man, that actually was a pretty nice win.
Well, when's the last time Iowa State opened the season with a really convincing win? I mean, I think you got to go all the way back to, 2011, maybe. I mean, they just haven't really set the table, get up 14-0. Yeah. Well, actually, they got up 14-0 on North Dakota State and ended up losing in 14. But get out to a good start, dominate like a Big 12 team should, even if it's a really good FCS program, but make a statement, set the table, and let's have a special season.
Thanks again to Chris Williams and Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive for joining us on tonight's Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Thanks to Matt Zimmer at the Argus Leader. Thanks to Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive for being the presenting sponsor of the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Whiskey River and Acme for being the host of our show this season. We'll talk to you guys again next week on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.